rolls here. Murphy and shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
All right, this is Ashley Sachdeva, and I'm with...
Aiden Greaser.
Yeah, and I'm Andrew Hamill. I'm a student at UNC Chapel Hill.
Yeah, so we're going to be previewing the UNC versus BC basketball game, and we just have some couple questions for Andrew just to get UNC's perspective into this and see what we can expect for March 5th to see how BC is going to hold off UNC's offense and just all around, like, they had a huge win against Duke. We just have a bunch of questions for you. So, looking forward to it.
So, just to kick things off, I kind of previewed this when I was, like, texting you, but do you think that it's UNC's world and we're just living in it?
I definitely think after the Duke game, we're definitely more on the radar. I think the Zion news, which, like, you know, I think is a little bit unfortunate. You know, with Zion Schubert, you know, I kind of took over the headlines for the game. I think people kind of discounted UNC a little bit. I think... You know, I'm a little bit biased. I'm a student manager for the team, itself for the UNC team. So I'm definitely a little bit biased, more biased than the average student probably. But I definitely think that, you know, with or without Zion, UNC was definitely going to compete and win that game against Duke. I think we proved that last night against Florida State, number 16 in the country, you know, running up. And like, you know, all of our players are really playing well. So I don't know if we're really living in the world. I think obviously there's a bunch of other great teams out there. I mean, RJ Barrett had 35-7 last night. Gonzaga is still a great team. Tennessee's out there, in Michigan as well as other teams like Kansas. So I don't know if it's UNC's role itself, but I think we're definitely competing and should be in a consideration for top five team in the country.
So you previewed this kind of, like, what was the campus's reaction to, like, Zion's injury? I know you said, like, it took over. Would you rather have him not be injured and you guys win?
Yeah, so I was sitting, I watched a lot of games in my apartment with my buddies. And when Zion, when that shoe broke, like, 30 seconds of the game, I was, like, telling all of them, I was like, I just hope he comes back, because I knew that if he didn't, ESPN and all the other media outlets were going to be, you know, talking about that instead of really focusing on what UNC, and we didn't really see that full matchup. So I'm hoping for the game we play on March 9th against them here in Chapel Hill, it's going to be a full matchup, you know what I mean, with full-strength UNC versus full-strength vehicle. We really could see Zion, RJ, and Cam go up against our guys.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think, like, if it were you, would you keep playing if you were Zion, or would you just sit it out? I know that's, like, the big discussion right now pretty much everywhere is, like, should he just call it for the season?
I mean, that's tough. I mean, I think I think this was like just like a little answer. I think a lot of people think all UNC students like hate all Duke basketball players. I'm one of those people that I really respect Zion. I think he's a really good person in terms of like his interviews and how humble he is. So I feel like he's really a competitor and he would have played as he could have. But obviously, you know, myself, you gotta, like, as if I was in that position, you really gotta watch out for your future earnings, because he's going to be, you know, even if he doesn't play the rest of the season, I don't think he's flipped out of the top three, even if being the top one, maybe, the number one pick. But I think if I was him, I think you gotta do what's best for you. There's obviously going to be more games, and this one UNC Duke matchup like Jeff is huge, but if he's like a competitor as a whole and really loves Duke, which it sounds like he does, I think you really gotta watch out, you know, because they do have a chance to win the national championship. So I think you have to do what's best for yourself and for the team.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, if when you kind of talked about full strength Duke versus full strength UNC, do you think that if, like, they had another crack at UNC that they would win, or do you think like Roy Williams and just the whole squad would kind of put together another amazing game plan? Because I'm on the same page as you, where I think even if Zion had come back or even had never left, like, I think UNC would have still won that game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, again, like, obviously I'm biased as being a manager and a, you know, student here at UNC and a fan. I definitely think UNC is still winning that matchup. if we're at full strength. I mean, I don't know how much you guys follow UNC basketball, but one of our freshmen, Rashawn Leakey Black, he's been out for the last month or so after getting injured in the Georgia Tech game, I believe, an ankle injury. And he's like a long 6'7" defender, I think would really affect, you know, if he can go out there, you could throw him on RJ, you could throw him on Cam. Mm-hmm. So I think if we're at full strength and they're at full strength, I still like our odds, especially in Chapel Hill, playing at the Smith Center's extreme home advantage, especially in the Duke game when like 22,000 people are yelling at you on the court pretty much. It's an insane atmosphere. But I definitely think UNC still wins that matchup. One of the reasons I think Coach Williams is the best coach in the country and one of the best coaches of all time is just the ability to belt players. And no matter who goes down, we're able to throw in that ninth or tenth guy, and they're still able to make a huge impact in the game. So I still think UNC wins just, you know, based on our raw talent, our coaching, as well as our deep bench.
Mm-hmm.
And like your coach, Roy Williams.
You're a big fan.
I'm a big fan of Roy.
Yeah.
He like pumps up your team. Like, have you ever seen him dance or like just like gets your team like very like prepared for those tough games like against Duke and Gonzaga?
Yeah. So one caveat to me being a manager, I'm a JV manager, so I spend most of my time with the junior varsity team, haven't moved up to the varsity level yet. Unfortunately, I still work all the varsity games, so I'm not like in the locker room itself. I know Coach Williams. You know, he just preaches about the team and what we can do for ourselves in our game plan. He knows exactly what we need to do, and I know he tells our guys that. You know, you said you mentioned dancing and stuff. I don't know if you guys saw when he wore the off-white Air Jordan 1. I know the team went crazy when he walked in the locker room with those on. So that's definitely one of the things he has done in the past. So, well, he is obviously a extremely serious coach with his game plan and everything. He's still willing to do, like, kind of that fun stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Totally shifting gears here. I just had a kind of off-base question. Do UNC students view Mitch Trubisky as an elite quarterback?
I mean, I think some of them definitely do. I mean, when I'm watching games with my buddies, if we have no rooting interest in terms of fantasy football or anything, we'll definitely pull for Mitch. Yeah. I'm of the opinion that I think he's a great quarterback. He's a great guy, I know. But I don't know if he's going to... you know, I don't know if he's an elite quarterback yet. I think he definitely has the potential to get there. I think a lot of people see that. He definitely has a lot of fans on campus. I don't know if he's at that elite status yet or what people really see him as that, but I think we all really, most of the collective UNC community, think he's going to get there one day.
Yeah, Ashley is a Bears fan, so...
Okay, there
you
go. That
works
out.
Andrew is a
fan. Oh,
yeah.
Really,
we're little double dunk.
Yeah. What was your favorite game so far this season for UNC basketball?
Yeah, I love the ones I work all the home games here in Chapel Hill. My favorite one I've worked so far has been the Gonzaga game. There was just such a great atmosphere. I know, obviously, the rematch of the 2017 National Championship. Yeah. And just the whole day was great. I remember it was pouring rain that day, and then we got in the Smith Center, and it was completely dry, and everyone was happy, and just, like, the whole atmosphere around it, you know, with, Rory Hashimura from the other team going to be first-round draft pick, as well as Brandon Clark. Like, obviously, Gonzaga is great players, as well as Mark Few, a great coach, and just that kind of, like, all the storylines going into that, as well as the atmosphere in the Smith Center was great itself, so I have to say Gonzaga game.
What do you think, just... like, whether that's after the Duke game or after the win over Florida State, like, going into this next week with the polls, what do you think, or where do you expect UNC to be ranked? Do you think they'll be, like, in the top five? Because I know multiple teams in the top five lost.
Right, we had Tennessee lost to LSU, right?
Yeah.
I won last night, Duke won last night. Can't think of any off the top of my head. I think Michigan won all their games this week. I definitely think UNC deserves to be in the top five, maybe just because of how the polls are. I see them being probably number five itself. If Duke had lost, I would definitely see us above Duke at like four or five, and then at like five or six, depending on where we fall. So I definitely think I think we're deserving to be in the top five. I don't know if the polls will reflect that with like Duke dropping. Obviously, I think they can keep Duke afloat at like number four. That's what I think is going to happen. I think we're going to be five, or they're going to be five, and we're going to be six. I think we're going to be one behind Duke, or just right at five.
I always think it's interesting when they do that, because they almost treat it like even though you guys won, like you have to prove it again somehow. Like it happens a lot in college football too, where like a team will, you know, there will be a head-to-head matchup, but the team that lost will still be like one ranking above the other team based on, and it's just because of their win-loss record, even though like literally they just lost to them. So
I
wouldn't be surprised, but I would be disappointed if UNC was behind Duke still.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see, but it's definitely more power ranking than overall strength of team for sure.
Back to like the BC UNC matchup coming up. Does BC like have any sort of threat towards UNC?
So honestly, I haven't really been. We have to look forward to the Syracuse matchup, and then we play you guys a week after that. So I honestly haven't thought too much about it myself. I know just talking to Aiden and talking to. Just thinking about being back on the BC matchups we had in the past few years, while I've been a UNC student and fan, I know Kai Bowman can give people fits, and he's definitely someone we're worried about. We definitely obviously have to keep an eye on. Don't know how well you guys know UNC's roster, but Kenny Williams is our best perimeter defender, so I can totally see him on it. Kenny on Kai, as well as our freshman point guard, Kobe White, who stands 6'5", and I'm looking at your guys' roster now, so Kai Bowman's only around 6'1", so I definitely can see Kai going off, but I also think we have the defensive tools to match up with him.
Mm-hmm. How, if you were coaching BC, how would you play to just kind of shut down UNC and the offense and like Luke May and everyone like that?
I mean, that's tough. I think once again, obviously being biased, I think it's hard to stop UNC. There's so many ways we can attack. You've got Luke on the post as well as Cam Johnson, who's been carrying it during the ACC as well as this whole season, shooting it and going kind of like isolation as well. You know, Kobe White off the bounce point guard, it's really hard to guard him, as well as just great players coming off the bench. Acknowledge what will obviously top recruit and going to be a top draft pick this upcoming summer. I think hardest off is honestly, I mean, everyone says this every single time. You have to keep us off the boards because UNC is such a good rebound team, as well as just stop us inside. I think we struggle the most when we don't get Luke going because we don't have Garrison Brooks or Sterling Manley or Grant Hoffman, some of our inside guys. If we don't get them going, it's hard for us to develop that outside game. So I think you have to really focus on, put Luke, stopping Luke May as well as the other inside guys. When you put length on him, he struggles with, he's obviously a great player and is going to score pretty much at will, but if when you put length on him, he'll definitely struggle a little bit more to get that shot he wants. So I think by stopping him, as well as kind of giving issues to Kobe White, as we saw Trey Jones doing in the Duke game, I think that's the best chance. So really just stopping Luke and kind of disrupting Kobe and getting him out of the slow.
So are they kind of like an inside-out offense?
Just watching UNC basketball and knowing everything I know about Coach Smith and Coach Williams, they definitely are big on getting down to the post, scoring. People have been saying how UNC has been an outside scoring team this whole season, but I mean, we just had two games where we only shot, the Duke game we shot terribly from three, and yes, last night's game, I think we only made 6 or 7 threes with one coming from one of the walk-ons in garbage time, Caleb Ellis. So I don't know. I definitely think we're more inside outside team, but we're a little more balanced than we have been in the past in terms of our inside outside play.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are some like keys to like UNC's like to like going into the playoffs, going into March Madness? Like, what do you think they should be focusing on to like get the title again?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, obviously, Coach Williams has that. I believe in him as being the best coach in the country. So I don't know exactly what we focus on instead of just listening to him and knowing he knows what to do. He's been there. You know, he's won 3 national championships as well. Been to many more. Been coached under was a coach underneath Coach Smith. So he knows best. And I think just kind of following his game plan that, we're gonna hit the boards because rebounding is huge, and we're gonna defend the 3. I think that really are the 2 keys for UNC. I think we've struggled against teams that out rebound us and shoot better than us. Obviously, that's kind of a funny thing to say. A team shoots better than you, they're gonna win, obviously. But if you're gonna, UNC sometimes struggles defending the 3. So I think if we defend the 3 and rebound well, we're a really hard team to beat because our offense is always going to click, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, March Madness is like very unpredictable, but what do you think your guys' chances are in the tournament? And then I guess kind of a double-barreled question, like when you, if you do a bracket challenge with your friends, do you always pick UNC or, because like,
I do.
When I do one, like I obviously can't always pick BC because they're not in it. But like, if they were, I still wouldn't pick BC every time because it's not very realistic. But like with UNC being like a realistic team to pick every year, do you find yourself choosing them all the time, or like, you know, do you switch it up every once in a while, or like, do you have sort of like a gut team that you go with sometimes?
Yeah, I definitely look at matchups first. I definitely favor UNC, and usually, if I don't know, I usually give them the edge. But I definitely not always picking UNC. I know it's probably a bit sacrilegious, but last year I had Arizona. Obviously, that didn't work out, so I obviously don't know too much. But I thought DeAndre Ayton was a great player, as well as their complementary pieces. Yeah. But I definitely give UNC the edge when I can. I know we do struggle against length a little bit, especially when, like we saw with Texas A&M last year, their length and their rebounding kind of, you know, swarmed us. We weren't able to do what we wanted. We shot terribly. So those are the kind of things that I try and take into account. I didn't think we were going to lose to Texas A&M, but that's not a team I was surprised we did lose to, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. But in terms of this year's prospects, I definitely think UNC's potential is, as Michael Jordan said, you know, the ceiling is the roof. We do have the opportunity to win a national championship once again. I mean, if you look at the makeup of our team, we've got that freshman excitement and athleticism with Kobe White this year, little, and hopefully with Leaky Black coming back soon, as well as that senior leadership of Kenny Williams, Cameron Johnson, Luke May, and those kind of seasoned, experienced guys that, you know, I think of as a casual Irish fan, but the guys like the Andrew Playtex, Brandon Robinson, Garrison Brooks, who is much more than a role player, one of our starters, one of our best post guys. I mean, we have that whole combination of the youth, the experience, as well as those guys who just fit in and do the little things that make the team run.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, obviously it all depends on where they would place these teams, like, in the brackets, but would a UNC Duke national championship be just like a dream for you, I guess? Like, do you think that would be insane?
I mean, depending on how it goes, it'd be a dream if we won, and then if we lost, I mean, that'd be Duke's ultimate bragging right, and I believe it would tie us in national championships. If you don't count our 1924 national championship, if we only count NCAA, what their ties with six. So it would be amazing if we beat them. That'd be ultimate bragging rights for us. But if we lose, that's awful at the same time. So I think for the casual fan, that's amazing. But as a UNC fan, it scares me, but excites me at the same time.
Yeah. Has that been a matchup in the finals before? Do you know?
No, UNC and Duke have never met in the NCAA tournament at all, in any round.
Ooh. Wait, really?
Yes. Wow. I'm very certain of that, yeah.
That's crazy. I can't believe that, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of hope it happens this year.
Yeah, I hope it happens too. I know that, like, Villanova isn't playing so well, and I know that was a matchup a couple years ago, and I just don't think they're going to make it very far this year. So who knows who will, like, come out on top.
Villanova, I don't see them going very far.
No, they've dropped very simple games.
There's,
so,
like, the one team that I know absolutely nothing about is Nevada, and, like,
yeah,
that's going to be the team that I think they're going to throw a wrench in my bracket, because I'm going to want to pick them to lose so badly, because I've never seen them play.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's going to be the team that I, like, have getting upset, but they're probably really good. I think they have, like, twins on their team that are both.
Yeah, Cody and Caleb Martin are really, really good players.
Yeah. And they're 25-2. That's insane.
Yeah, they play kind of a weaker conference, but they've got a lot of experience. They've got a ton. I can't think of any of their coach, but coach is really good too. Mm-hmm. Nevada's definitely, they would not be upset, I would think. I think they've got a lot of leadership and stuff, obviously. I haven't watched them play either, but just looking at their roster, they're pretty talented.
Yeah, but I'm looking at their conference. It's not the best.
Yeah, it's pretty weak.
Utah State might have been ranked at one point, though. But I could be wrong. I don't know. But yeah, I know nothing about them. So it'll be interesting to see if they actually are able to make a run.
Right. It's always the most unexpected teams, though. I mean, we had, like, Loyola Chicago last year.
Yeah.
Just make a run for it.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But that's actually all the questions that we have.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, happy to come on.
Yeah, definitely.
And we hope BC beats you guys, but... It's over our spring break, so it's there's no home court advantage. Yeah, there's no advantage there. So,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are good.
Yeah, you guys are good.
All right.
But yeah, thank you again so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, bye-bye.
See ya.
Third and four for the Eagles here. Murphy in shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
Touchdown! Touchdown! He's going!